The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and she saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and he saw the burial cloths there, but he did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and he saw the burial cloths there and the cloth which had covered his head separate, not with the others, but rolled up by itself. And then the other disciple also went in, the one who arrived first. He saw and he believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Easter Day is a day of gathering. Families gather, churches gather, people come together in community to somehow share the beauty and the goodness of life. People seek out the church on Easter Day, people who search, people who are lost, seekers. People who feel they don't belong reach out for a community of faith. And as it were, we become a whole family, diverse in many ways, but we become one community, one sense of belonging on Easter Day. Reading from the Gospel of John, as you know, John's Gospel has second and third level meanings. The first impression you get from the Word of God in John may not be the full message. And here we have Mary Magdalene is the first to discover the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The woman, the faithful woman, is the first to seek out Christ. And she is said to be the apostle to the apostles. The woman, the first to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And she goes and she tells Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, whoever that was. And they run to the tomb. But the one Jesus loved runs faster and gets there first. Peter then comes along. The one whom Jesus loved does not enter the tomb. He waits, and Peter enters. And thereafter, the one whom Jesus loved, he enters. This is meant to have some symbolism. Peter symbolizes authority, and therefore, the one Jesus loved steps aside and allows Peter to go in first. This is the symbol of the authority of Peter. Notice, however, that the one who represents love ran faster. He got there first. And then it says, when he went in, he saw and he believed. It does not say Peter believed. It's the one who represents love that sees and believes. That's a very important statement in this very short pericope from the Gospel of John. Parker Palmer, the Protestant theologian, reminds us of a very important truth. He said, "You must know yourself and measure yourself from the inside out. Don't measure yourself by outside judgments. You don't measure yourself by law. You measure yourself by love. The world will tell you you must prove yourself. You must be worthy. You must convince me. You must be a winner. You must be spectacular." These are the voices from the outside. They are not the voices that define you. Voices from the outside will tell you maybe you don't belong. Maybe you don't qualify. You don't fit. Palmer will tell us, do not be defined by outside voices. There is an inner voice that says, you belong, you are a child of God, you are in the image of the Creator, whoever you are, you must be defined by the voice of the Spirit, the presence of God within you. Keep that in mind when you come to pray or you enter the presence of God. There's a Japanese art called kintsugi. Kintsugi is the art of repairing valuable pottery which is cracked. And the manner in which this art repairs the cracked pottery is to fill in the cracks with gold, not to hide the cracks, but to fill the cracks in with gold so that you can see the cracks, but you see them in gold, which makes the vessel even more valuable. It's meant to be a commentary about life. Don't hide your humanity. Your humanity is holy. Our humanity tells us we need one another. We need to be forgiven. Don't hide your need to be forgiven. Don't hide your weakness. You are loved in your weakness. You are treasured in your humanity. There's something exceptionally beautiful about a person who is truly human. I sometimes in church we meet these people who are perfect, religiously insufferable. The humanity is a place where the grace of God works in the life of a person. Some of you may be familiar with Leonard Cohen. He's an extraordinary fellow. He was born in Canada, Jewish man, went through a very tortured and conflicted life. You can read his life, it's a fascinating read. There are a number of biographies written. One is the Hallelujah Anthem, but the best one is probably the longest. But a fascinating read called I'm the Man. He died in Los Angeles in 2016. He was 82 years old, but he lived a very conflicted life. And in the end, he kind of found himself. And his most famous anthem says this: ring the bell that we can ring. Forget the perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Somebody years ago gave me a Native American prayer rug. The prayer rug in the Native American tradition is different from all other rugs. In the weaving of the prayer rug, they weave an imperfection by design into the rug, believing that the Spirit enters through the imperfection. It's a teaching about life, about you. It's a teaching about me. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Let the Spirit of God grow within you, and you will discover the Spirit of God in your humanity. Paul Tillich, the Protestant theologian, in his book of theology, Systematic Theology, offers us this observation, which I've always found interesting. He says there are three levels of consciousness, awareness, response to God. The first is what he calls heteronomy, nomos. Nomos is a Greek word that means way. Heteronomos, the way of the other. Heteronomy is the uncritical submission to an outside authority. Even in the church, the uncritical submission to an outside authority. He says this is an underdeveloped consciousness. It's not a sign of maturity. The second one, autonomos, autonomy. I don't care, I'll make up my own mind. The temptation is arrogance, it's separation. This one doesn't belong to community. It's not ideal, says Tillich. The third one is theonomy, theos nomos. Theos means God. This awareness of God, this sense that God is in my life. I see God, I feel God's presence. Early in the morning today, I saw the sun come up and I said, wow, the gift of a new day. And when the sun goes down, you'll say, God calls me to sleep, to reflect, to be peaceful, to look back in gratitude for the day. And when you meet people, look in the eyes of the other person and see the presence of God, the risen Christ, gifted to all people, whoever they are. Get this sense that God is present in every human experience. Be grateful, be sensitive. Touch, feel the presence of God. That's what it means to live in the resurrection. I was thinking about that, and I took this book down from my library yesterday. And as you know, I am in the habit of writing journals. I write journals on my books, journals everywhere. If I have a thought when I'm writing the book, I stop and I write a journal. I want to write the journal for myself so that I remember a moment of grace. I remember a teaching, how God spoke to me in a moment. And looking at some of the journals I wrote here, I have this one, which I wrote in June 2017. And it speaks to the moment. Speaking to myself now, I write, remember the moments of your life, my life. When wonder struck you, a painting, music, an experience of great joy, an experience of love, a sunrise, a sunset, a panorama, the touch of healing, forgiveness. When you averted some disaster, when you had a deep inner sense of peace, a feeling of wellness, God was there. God was revealing. God was teaching. And when you were lonely and forgotten, overlooked, not chosen, when you were rejected, when you were fearful, anxious, in doubt, when you were confused, in the presence of mystery, times of injustice, of failure, of sin, helplessness, powerlessness, hopelessness, God was there, revealing. You did not know, but how could you know? You were distressed, you were blind, you were in darkness, but God was there. All life is holy. All life tells of our awareness of God and or of our emptiness for God's presumed absence. We pray for a miracle. And the miracle is already there, if only I could see. Life is worth living. If only we can see, the miracle is there. Amen.